Hey, John.
Yes.
Did you know what Friday is?
It's the day after Thursday.
Yeah, I'll be gone. That's not what this is about, though. This is about this week's zone deal, Nick.
Oh, tell me more.
To Churco.
Churco.
Which is located 192nd and Q, ever-evolving menu, dynamic, fine dining experience. And how about this, John? On Friday morning at 9, you can get two $25 vouchers, which if you add those together, two times 25, or I guess you add them, it's 25 plus 25, it's $50. Mm-hmm. The point of this story is it's $50 in value, but it's just 25 bucks. Goes on sale Friday morning at
9.
1620thezone.com.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Very nice.
Pretty cool.
Thank you, Churco.
Thank you, Churco.
Thank you indeed. The baseball over the weekend.
Was it pretty cool?
Well, it was for Nebraska.
Didn't I pick a push for those two teams combined on the wins and the under hit?
And the under hit.
Because of Creighton. I thought the under would have hit because of Nebraska.
Yeah.
And instead, Creighton let me down.
They did.
They let me down.
Or like
they
the did. Boo Jays.
The Boo Jays. They're not saying blue. They're saying boo.
Yeah, lost 2 out of 3 at Villanova.
Yuck.
While Nebraska won 2 out of 3 against Maryland over the weekend.
Oh, yeah,
which keeps them in the thick of the conference race. And now all of a sudden, Creighton, who's got this really nice 28-9 record, is on the outside looking in.
Not great.
For the conference tournament. Because remember, in the Big East, only 4 teams go.
Yeah, we always make fun of the Big Ten for not liking baseball. The Big East hates baseball.
They do.
They really dislike
the
sport.
But yeah, and the sad part of it is, you know, They lost a game to Butler. They lost 2 games to Villanova, who are behind them in the standings. Mm-hmm. They still have to play UConn. They have Georgetown this weekend, who is 8-4, and they're only a half game out of first place. So it is an uphill climb.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, they also have 2 midweek games against the top 20 team. Coastal Carolina's coming to town this week. Tuesday.
We'll be down
and
there
Wednesday.
Tomorrow and Wednesday.
Tomorrow and Wednesday.
Mm. Not
but,
great.
But no, it wasn't. It wasn't. Even though they came back on Sunday, they were down 5-1 and then rallied and tied the game and then lost it on a walk-off. But Nebraska's back to 8-4 in the league and only 2 games out of first, thanks to the series win over the Terps. And they're still in the top 20 in the RPI.
Wow, so those who are saying press the panic button, you wonder if they feel like big dumb idiots today.
Yeah, nah, probably so. Probably so.
Interesting.
So in the beer era, Nebraska is 667 win percentage.
The beera.
Look at what you did, John.
I just said the beer era.
Just combine words. It makes everything so much faster.
Earlier, huh? Nick. Taylor Swift is too immature. Nick, now. Beera.
Well, I'm 26, aren't I?
Oh, I guess that's true. You're not in your 30s yet, Nick.
That's true. All right, so what did Matt Rhule have to say? We'll hear that next, and then we will get the reaction and thoughts of Mitch Sherman of The Athletic
Let's
coming up on 1620 The Zone.